It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Why you got the camera stuck on you today?
No, because the camera understand what greatness is.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Okay,
it's not stuck on me. I don't control where the camera goes. Unless I tell you to put the camera on me.
Look at it.
A-Town behind the glass controls where the camera is.
Look at it up there.
We don't have a split screen, do we? We normally have a split screen. Oh, now you happy now?
Yes.
Okay. You want the camera on you?
Yes, on us.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just want to make sure. I mean, I don't have no problem with it. It can stay on me the whole time.
I know. Great morning to you.
Great morning to you, too. How things are? Everything's kosher for
you? Everything's great, yes.
Everything's great. Well, everything's great for me, too. But I did wake up to some real disturbing news on the real tip.
What?
So you probably don't know because, you
can't be rolling.
You can disconnect with the whole world. Don't
tell everything.
But early morning in Baltimore, I guess one of those, cruise tankers or whatever that goes through there hit a bridge.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
And people were on the bridge in cars. It said like 20 people were in the water. This happened like 1:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
So they're still looking for it. So our prayers goes out.
Prayers definitely goes out.
To their family and the families, if you will. And they say it could have been I get up and get my news like most people do, unlike you. But CNN.
I do get my news, I have it on ESPN when I wake up.
Yeah, I do too.
It's set to that, I didn't see the national.
Yeah, I got you.
News.
Yeah, I was watching RAL. They mentioned it, then I went to CNN and got because they just covered it. All the details for that.
More information.
Yeah, more information than that. It was some women's basketball on last.
Yes, it was
last night, Pamela.
It was some really good basketball.
And Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes.
They had to fight.
Advance to the Sweet 16. And I watched that entire game. Matter of fact, I started off watching my Notre Dame Irish.
Your Notre Dame. That's my team.
That's my team, too. On the women's side.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Coach Ivy and her crew with her green outfit on the sideline. She'd be rocking the green.
She's one of the greatest coaches and definitely one of the best dressed
she is.
The NCAA.
I just love the point guard, man. She'd be straight hooping. Hannah
Hagago.
Hagago be straight hooping.
She is bad.
I mean, I just love to watch her play. She just straight hoops, man. She out there like, let's go.
Yeah.
The energy behind the young lady just... I love the team. I just think I don't think they're going to be good enough to go all, they may make it to the Final Four, I don't know, but I just love watching them. So that's my favorite team to watch on the women's side.
And that was a really good game. And interesting thing about that game, I love just bringing out fun facts for you when it comes to the women.
Sure.
But since you follow Notre Dame. But remember, as a Carolina fan, I love watching Carolina women play.
Right.
And remember last year, we used to talk about the young lady with all the names. Kennedy Todd Williams.
Yeah.
You saw her last night with Ole Miss. We needed her back.
Yeah.
She transferred.
Oh, she transferred for Carolina?
Yeah. So she scored 15 last night with Ole Miss.
Ole Miss had a pretty good team, but they just couldn't.
I was watching we needed her to have stayed in Chapel Hill. And she's that dog. Comes at you.
And shout out to the Lady Wolfpack. Yesterday, they had a little, they started off, here's the thing. I watched the Notre Dame game. I watched the NC State game. I watched the Iowa game. And I watched some of the doggone.
Because you have YouTube USC, TV with all
USC
the screens.
Game. But no, they was on different times, though. But here's the thing. So, shout out to the Lady Wolfpack.
Yes, for advancing.
Taking down Tennessee Volunteers. I guess Hopper, the coach for Tennessee, she coached at NC State.
Okay, yeah, because she's really, really good friends with Coach Moore.
And I tell you, they came out. They was up big on Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee walked them back down. It was a really close game coming down the stretch, and the Wolfpack had to hang on, but they did make some clutch shots down the stretch. And I was just thought, the women's basketball in the NCAA is really, really good. I really enjoy watching. Stay has some really good players,
and Coach Moore's done a really good job of resetting and rebuilding his team. And the young lady, Isaiah James, she's the one that, you know, kind of kept
Jordan,
him in the clutch.
But Baby Jordan
Your
didn't
Baby
bucket.
Jordan did.
And the thing is, they're from the same hotel. You know, they're from Wilmington. I call it Rivers, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Rivers. And they play very well together.
That's my Baby Jordan. She was going to work.
Oh, my God.
I love watching her play, man, because she is. And, no, she's the one that transferred from South Carolina. So.
She wanted to be closer to home.
I was watching the game for a minute yesterday. He's like, why she transferred from South Carolina? I mean, she good, but I mean, she probably want to get more playing time.
I was going to say, more playing time. Yep. And they said she, and even though it wasn't that far, but an additional hour, but she wanted to be closer to home. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, Wilmington is like 2 hours from here.
Yeah, and Columbia is three. So, I mean, I think she wanted more playing time.
You got to say the political thing, right?
Exactly. I want to see my mama.
Be close to my fam. Got to be close to my family.
She wanted more playing time.
She wanted more playing time. That's what it was. But shout out to them.
So guess who they got next? We watched them Sunday night.
I don't know who
they
have.
We'll be watching them all next year.
They got Stanford. I saw that. They got Stanford. Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
That's going to be a tough one.
Which is part of the ACC next year. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be a tough one. Because Stanford's long. They're very tall.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, the tallest, their best
And their player, big girl can jump.
Yeah, and their best girl, the tallest, the 6'6", player of the year, she fouled out that game the other day. And she fouled out. And the other young lady that took over. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting. So, I watch Notre Dame. I watch the Lady Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm.
Then I sat down with my bourbon and my stick, and I was watching our Caitlin Clark and crew.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, though. They won that game, but they could have easily lost that game.
Oh, yeah. They had to really work on this one.
Because my West Virginia Mountaineers.
Your West Virginia Mountaineers.
Let me say this. Katie Clark is a great player. Well, she's the greatest. I'm not sure about that from my perspective, but she is one of the greatest. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And even a bad night, she had 30 points, I think. But,
32.
And playing at home, and the whole world wants Iowa to advance, it was just really interesting to see how the officiating went.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty. At some point, I was thinking, like, come on now. I mean, West Virginia, they have young ladies that are just as competitive.
Yeah.
And I love a couple of those players. One is, let me get a name. Last name, Watson. Jalen. Jayla. Somebody, it's something.
Kaya.
It's Kaya. Kaya Watson. And, man. And they had some guards that would do your butt up. They was a very good defensive team. So I just thought definitely had a chance. They had, and I didn't have no skin in the game, but people that did, they were probably and I hope none of the officials went to to Iowa.
We need to check.
Inside joke. I went to grad school there. I took a class there.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know. But it was just.
It looked like they were playing seven people.
It was just really. I would love to know what the foul totals were, but it was an interesting game, called game.
Mm-hmm.
It was 27-11.
Who had 20? All right, so West Virginia had 27 fouls, and Iowa had 11. Yeah,
called that one.
Yep, I did. And I had no idea. I just thought that in the spirit of competition,
mm-hmm.
regardless when you got the greatest on one side or whatever, call a damn game fair.
Right, let them play.
Let them play. And I just thought it was – now, West Virginia's very aggressive, but some of that stuff they was doing that calls, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And when that was a marginal call, it always – and this is D.R. Reese's opinion. You can come at me, 919-890-6200. Right now we're streaming on live on YouTube, and I probably get some comments. But in the spirit of competition, I just wanted to play, and I had no dog in the fight, so to speak. So I was just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna say something about this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, they gotta move on, because she is a story of, and most people tend
she
to,
sells tickets.
Yeah, most people tend to lean in towards the story.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world, even the commentators and how they describe what's going on, it was somewhat biased in my opinion. But I think that's what they want, because as Caitlin or whoever, a popular player, continues to play, it keeps more eyeballs.
More eyeballs. That's exactly right.
Just kind of like Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
No, seriously. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like that. So it brings in a different audience to the sport. And I just think that's a lot to do with it. Our better team? Probably so. But the doggone West Virginia Mountaineers women's basketball team. I take my hat out to them.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoy watching them. I'm not even making this up. I really enjoyed
Kayla and Jayla.
Kaya and Jayla. Just how they put pressure on the ball and how they was relentless in their defense. I was blown away with that, and I just thought that it was a really good effort. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but they could keep their heads up. But I just wanted to mention that because, I watched the game. Then lastly, we're gonna get some sound from Caitlin, probably on the other side. But
okay.
I watch Juju Watkins.
Yeah,
it's Watkins or Watson. What is it?
Watkins.
Watkins. Watkins. Yeah, Watkins. Mm-hmm. And she's special. She's 6'2".
She is.
It got handled, and it's 18 years old, and it's a very special player. And Kansas had them on the ropes a little bit, but Juju showed up. She had 28, I think 14 and 5 assists. She's special too. And I want to see how the game continues to evolve as her popularity does as well. So we got a lot going on, man. And it's
exciting.
I'm locked into the women's basketball bracket just as much as the men's basketball bracket.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, we really appreciate what we do. Thank you for joining us. We got A-Town behind the glass. A-Town, good morning. I hadn't really said that yet. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm waiting for the sun to come out a little
outside.
More.
I know. Every time I ask for he looks to his left all the time.
It's like a reflex now. I don't
okay.
know.
I got you. Man, we are getting it in. 919-890-6200. You want to call us if you want to just check us out. You can do that easily. At The Sports Shop 1 on all social media platforms. That's X, that's Threads. That's also IG. Check us out right there. We rocking and rolling on this Best of the Sports Shop, Richie K. Mack. That's our podcast. On all podcast platforms. And, of course, 99.9 HD2, 620 AM, The Buzz, 1550 AM. That's how you catch us in the car. Or on your smart radio, just say the Best of the Sports Shop. And you can, Alexa, and they'll bring us right on up. WRLSportsFan.com, WRLSportsPlus.com, and of course, go to the SportsShopRadio.com. You can catch us right there. We are streaming live right now, by the way, on YouTube. Go to Sports Shop Radio, Reese and K Mack, and boom, put us up right there. You can catch us, see us live. My mom's probably watching right now. Hi, Mom.
Good morning, Mom.
How you doing? So before we get started, I know we're going to get us some more women's basketball, but my man's Adam from Durham just sent me a nice picture of the crew over at, they was at NC State yesterday, cheering on the Volunteers. Adam, good morning.
Good
How you
morning,
doing, my friend?
Family.
Hey, good morning, Sports Shop family.
I love the way you
never,
said
ever,
it.
Never, ever number two.
That's
never,
what I'm talking about. Ever. You better ask somebody. So, how was the experience yesterday? I'll put it that way.
The experience was good. Reynolds was rocking.
Yeah.
I'll say about 50% of the fans around us were nice and friendly. 50% might need to think about the reason they're there to watch a game. You know, are you there to be ridiculous? Are you there to think you sound clever when you yell things?
Oh wow!
I'll just say that. But the experience was great. I think that that second quarter is what doomed the Lady Vols and where NC State really shined. I think it was 25-8 in that second quarter.
Yeah.
We were the four of us were really excited to see Rekia Jackson in person, and she put on a show. She put up 33.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh yeah.
NC State had a hard time stopping her, and the Lady Vols they just don't have enough. They just don't have enough scorers. When it got to we got it to 2 points in the fourth quarter, 65-63, Rekia had half of the Lady Vols points at that point.
Wow.
Right.
And NC State's guards are very good.
They are.
We don't the Lady Vols don't have anybody that can score in transition like NC State's guards. I forget Rivers.
Yeah, Rivers one, and I James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call him Baby Jordan. That's why I call him Baby Jordan.
Yeah, they can shoot, they can get to the rim, and they can finish. Our Jasmine Powell is good at getting to the rim. She just can't finish. Mm. She's a little small, I think. Mm-hmm. But it was really fun to see. Being a dad of two daughters, take them to see some high level basketball and see what these girls are capable of, definitely took advantage of that. But I think a couple of those State fans need to check themselves the next time they go into that game. It's okay for a 7 year old to root for Rekia Jackson and not get any flack for it.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? That's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that.
No, it was good. It was really, really good. Great example of women's college basketball, and had a great time.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you're there, man. It's women's basketball is really taking off now, and unlike it's never been before. So, well, I'm glad you had a good experience, and I'm glad the family was out there having a good experience. You got to call us back, man, a little later in the week so we can get this Sweet 16 thing going, okay?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, man.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Yeah. We was talking about women's basketball earlier. We failed to mention a story program, UConn.
UConn,
That's actually they're in the same bracket, I think. Maybe I was in that bracket. Along with LSU as well, so that's gonna be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they get ready to play Duke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh,
they get ready to play.
It's gonna get real now.
Of Duke University. Yeah.
Shout out to Duke. They played well. But anyway, talk about it. I watched the Connecticut game too. I didn't mention that.
Yeah,
I watched that
so
too.
So UConn versus Syracuse, and now I'm pulling for ACC to win. And actually, Syracuse coach won Coach of the Year. For ACC, who's a former player. This is her second year at Syracuse. Legette Jack, Coach Jack. So, but a very, very good game. One of the players to watch, her name is Daisha Fair. Mm. She's 5'5". They call her Little Bit. And last night's game, she is now third on the NCAA Division I women's basketball all-time scoring list. With 3,403 points. So,
I love it.
It was a very good game. Tough game. The score was 72-64, but it was a lot closer than that.
I saw that girl. She can go.
She can go. She is really little, and she just gets in between people and just shoot. She just throws it up.
That's my first time seeing her play, but that little girl can go. Call a little bit, huh?
A little bit.
That's what they call a little bit. That sounds like, but she can go. Little Bit got game, man. It's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because I was watching it. So I was all just immersed in women's basketball because it's a tournament. And you see some really great athletes playing right now. And it's just a really fun time of year. But let's talk Sweet 16 a little bit.
Let's do it.
You know, if you're watching this, man. On various things, you can see some of it. But bam, we got our own graphic up here in the studio.
Isn't that great?
We can talk about. Oh man, So we got the East over here. Got UConn, San Diego State. Got the Fighting Illini, Iowa State. And by the way, remember, I'm telling you, I picked Iowa State to beat UConn.
You've been talking about Iowa State for a while, so we'll see.
We're gonna see.
the North Carolina Tar Heels and Alabama. And by the
Roll
way,
Tide.
Yeah, so Melvin Smith, if you're watching, that's my neighbor from Birmingham. He's like, man, put me on the show. So I'm going to talk about Alabama against the Tar Heels. I said, I may give you 1 minute.
That's right.
But so the Tar Heels versus the Crimson Tide, that's going to be interesting. Then who we got at the bottom?
Clemson.
Clemson, Arizona. What's notable for that, again, Clemson's from the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
And you got, of course, you got Caleb Love, Arizona. Then they can be somewhat.
So the matchup
trending.
Could be UNC versus could Arizona.
Be. It could be. That would be great. I think.
Davis versus Love.
I know. Then who we got on the South? So that's in L.A. where we just talked about it. Over here you got in the South in Dallas.
So you got Houston and Duke.
The five stars against the 25-year-olds.
That's going to be tough.
Because, you know, Chuck said the kid from Kinston.
Yeah, how old is he for real?
All I know, he said he played with Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram been in the league like 8 years.
So he at least 25.
They was on the AAU team together. I mean, seriously. That was Chuck talking about.
That's what Chuck said.
Yes.
Right. So yes, Houston and Duke. And then match up to watch. Can they do it? The Cardiac Pack, NC State versus Marquette.
And what's interesting about this is that, and we're going to talk to Derrick Wittenberg. By the way, program, though, Derrick Wittenberg will be on this show tomorrow.
Awesome.
Talking about obviously March Madness and also talking about it has a great book that's coming out. But you realize the two championships that NC State has, they defeated Houston back in 83 to win the national championship. And then they defeated Marquette back in 74. On their way to win the national championship. So, and both of those teams are in the same region.
Know.
Think about that. So then you come down to Edie and Purdue, and there's number one seed, Gonzaga. Which
we didn't really think would be this far.
I'm really surprised at Gonzaga being that far. Mm-hmm. Then you got Creighton.
Creighton in Tennessee.
And, you know, shout out to Adam from Durham's Tennessee Volunteers. So I don't know. We as we continue to kind of hash this up and get into it, we're gonna have some more info about this. But no, I'm gonna check my over unders and see what I got going on in my.
Have you been betting anymore?
You know, I'm up. I guess I'm up by 200.
What?
So I won.
So you went from 90 to 200.
No, I went from 5.
Well, originally, yeah. Okay.
So. So, you know, if all things being considered, yeah, I'm up 200.
Can you transfer?
I've already had. I transfer all of it except for my original.
Okay. I mean, like, to me.
Oh, no.
I didn't know if you could go in the app and transfer.
You know what? You something else.
I mean, I'm just asking. Hey, you have not because you asked not.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.